It's all from this idea that God keeps his distance from us. He can only draw so close to us because of our sinfulness and because of our finite disposition and nature and so forth. And nothing could be further from the truth. The glory of God, the glory of the incarnation, is that he is one with us in our flesh and in our blood and takes upon himself fully all of our sin, original sin and all of the sins of thought, word, and deed, their corruption, and the full judgment of God's law for them. And that point needs to be maintained. He's not far from us. He is drawn near to us in the incarnation. And Paul Gerhardt's just his wonderful hymn at Christmas time, "Thou Christian heart, whoe'er thou art, be of good cheer, let no sorrow move thee." And then this line, "For God's own child in mercy mild joins thee to him, how greatly God must love thee."